Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple has quietly stopped selling the Beddit sleep monitor in the United States and other countries, nearly 5 years after it first announced its acquisition of the Beddit sleep tracking company. Since that acquisition in 2017, Apple launched a new Beddit Sleep Monitor 3.5 towards the end of 2018, making a handful of minor changes to the product. The company described it as a way to automatically measure sleep time, heart rate, breathing, and other statistics, and the Beddit monitor itself was a small sensor strip that you place under your mattress. But in reality, many of the changes that Apple has made to Beddit over the years have actually focused on removing features, including removing support for cloud syncing and dropping support for Android. And now, once and for all, Apple has discontinued the Beddit sleep monitor in the United States and other countries, meaning it is no longer available for purchase. So when it comes to sleep tracking, Apple's focus is now undoubtedly on the Apple Watch, and the company has likely used the talent, the technology, and the patents from Beddit to make improvements to the sleep tracking on the Apple Watch. Apple's current implementation of sleep tracking in watchOS is pretty basic, but the Wall Street Journal has reported that Apple Watch Series 8 could have the ability to detect advanced sleep patterns and sleep apnea. In other news today, Apple has finally announced that it will comply with a law in South Korea requiring it to allow third-party App Store payments. This announcement comes 4 months after the antitrust law was passed in the country. The law also applies to Google, but Google is already in compliance. As expected, Apple says that it will still take a cut of all App Store sales, even those made through a third-party payment solution, but its rate will be slightly lower. Apple said that it plans to provide an alternative payment system at a reduced commission rate compared to the current 30% charge. Unfortunately, additional details and an exact date for when this policy will take effect are unclear, and Apple says that it will work with regulators in the country to ensure that it fully complies with the new legislation. For context, Google is currently in compliance with this law, but it also still charges a service fee of 4% even when a customer makes a purchase through a third-party payment solution. Again, we're still waiting on more details on exactly how Apple plans to come into compliance with this new legislation, but the company's acknowledgement that it will comply instead of continuing to fight it is a major announcement in and of itself. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. If you're keeping track of a new New Year's resolution, HabitMinder is a must-have application for your iPhone and your Apple Watch. HabitMinder is designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. It features a clean and simple interface and more than 50 predefined habit ideas that are available to choose from. But of course, you can also create your own habits and track them directly in the application. You can view statistics for how well you've been achieving your new habits every day. Quickly log your habits via the HabitMinder application on Apple Watch. Customize all of your habits to be exactly how you want them to be. And view progress directly from your iPhone's home screen using home screen widgets. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store for iPhone and Apple Watch and Mac as a free download. Rounding out today, we have even more details on Apple's upcoming mixed reality headset that could be released as soon as later this year. While many companies, including Facebook, are doubling down on the idea of a metaverse, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple's focus is quite the opposite. Bloomberg reports that Apple employees are being told that the idea of a metaverse for its headset is completely off limits. Instead, Apple's focus is said to be on a mixed reality headset that is used for short bursts of gaming, communication, and content consumption, but it is not designed to be something that is worn all day. The idea of a completely virtual world where users can escape to is essentially the exact opposite of what Apple is hoping to accomplish. Meanwhile, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has new details on the technology of this headset. Kuo reports that this headset will feature ultra-high-resolution OLED displays, including one for each eye, which will show a camera feed of the world around them and render virtual environments on top of it. This means that the GPU and CPU demands of the device are high, and that equates to a higher power draw. In fact, Kuo says that Apple will ship the headset with a 96-watt power adapter, which is the same one that comes with the 14-inch MacBook Pro. This matches previous reporting from Kuo that predicted the headset would feature Mac-class Apple Silicon performance. And although you can't draw a direct line here, the 14-inch MacBook Pro that comes with the 96-watt charger is powered by an M1 Pro chip with a 10-core CPU and 16-core GPU. But ultimately, we still have a few months to wait until Apple officially announces this new product category, with the earliest we'd expect any news from the company itself to be from WWDC in June. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.